God, what am I doing? So I'm Polish. Who's Polish? So Christmas Eve is huge for Polish people. We call it Vigilia, and we do this big traditional dinner when the first star comes out, and we have 12 different seafood platters for the 12 disciples, and usually by that time I was drunk, so I don't know what else that comes after that, but one particular time, now I'm one of six kids, and we're a huge family, and we're all kind of messed up in our own ways, and I'm always trying to make it just perfect. My cousin cooked everything, and we come over and try to make it a nice time. Well, my sister, my older sister flies in, and she is late for everything, and she went to decide just before Vigilia started to take the dogs for a walk at Loch Raven with my other sister, and the dog got lost, and it's only a little poodle, like not a hiking dog at all. But anyhow, so we're waiting for her. One of the things that you do in Vigilia is you set a place, an extra place, in case a stranger comes. We always do that, like, who's going to come through the door? Well, my brother didn't disappoint this year because he's a ghost hunter, and he had a fan come to Vigilia that year, and she had, like, platform boots and sits down. We're trying to, like, hey, the stranger came. Anyway, we're still waiting for my sister Carolyn to come. Oh, and she probably wouldn't want me to say her name. My sister to come. And anyhow, she eventually found the dog, but she had to go take it to the vet because its balls were frozen. So, yeah, sucks. So we're down one for Vigilia, up one with a ghost hunter. And then, one of my cousins was coming in, and my cousin has, like, a boardwalk, a weird little kind of boardwalk to her house. And you know, this is like on a cartoon. One of the boards slapped her in the face. She had to go to the hospital and get stitches. So we have a dog at the vet. My one cousin, bleeding face for Vigilia, a stranger that served the part. But I mean, I can't wait for what's going to happen this year. So anyway, thank you.